I'm like
I
my brain is. I'm trying right now. I'm trying to picture Harvey Weinstein hanging out with my cat or like with a tabby.
Yeah, I can just picture
I
Harvey
feel like it would be
Weinstein like
fine.
curling in a ball. Really?
You really think that Harvey Weinstein would have a better time with a golden retriever?
Only if it was like sedated. If only if it was like a young, hot.
It was a hot golden retriever, just got a blow dry.
Yeah, it just got groomed and it's like just trying to make it in the biz. I don't
It's a really glamorous golden retriever with a heart of gold and stars in her eyes, headed to the big city.
Mystic
balls.
Mystic
Mystic
balls.
Mystic balls.
Mystic balls.
Mystic balls.
Mystic balls.
Mystic
Mystic
balls.
balls.
Hey.
Hey, girly, what's
What's
up?
up? You first.
Not much. How are you?
I'm good. I think I walked a collective 200 steps today.
That's not very
Feeling really
many. Wait, I've
feeling like
actually
a fit
been,
queen.
I've been on like a my 10,000 steps a day shit. Let's see how many I
How
got
do you do
today.
it? How?
Because I just like love, I love a walk, dude. I love a walk.
I do too, but how many walks are you doing a day to hit 10,000
You
steps?
just do like a really solid one. Okay, I did not get that many steps today. I'm at 1600.
I just like trying to have a hot girl spring and summer, and I need to lock it down.
Listen, hot girl, spring and summer is all about your mindset, love. It's
Right,
mindset.
babes.
Come on,
Why'd you go into
babes.
a bit of a Cockney accent just then?
Dude, I haven't been like just willingly whipping out my British accent, so it's not as clean as it once was. It used to be very proper
Oh,
London.
babes, this is second nature. All me roommates and I do is watch Love Island and talk in British accents. We have full normal conversations, like serious conversations in this accent.
Should we do the whole podcast in accent,
Maybe.
love?
How many people drop off after the first 15 minutes?
I can't do it. How's your desk job though? How's working from home? Are you happy? Are you fulfilled?
Shit. I mean, no, I guess. I don't know if I'm fulfilled.
Fulfillment is a mindset,
It's a
love.
mindset, though. I mean, I don't know if a job alone can ever make you feel fulfilled.
True capitalism, not
Yeah,
for the
not to
people.
get socialist on the pod, but yeah, no, I like it. It's interesting. I'm literally on TikTok like 50% of the day, which is fun.
You're one of those like you have one of those fake jobs that became into existence in the past like 12 months.
Yeah. Like
And
the people that I've told about my job that are outside of LA, every single one of them has laughed at me.
yeah, it's a joke. No, I'm just kidding. It's not. It's
It's
not.
actually really serious. I'm
I'm
just kidding. It's not at all. No, it's good. I'm pretty happy. I just like I'm adjusting to like the fact that I can go an entire day without even stepping foot outside without like realizing it is very terrifying to me. Like it has to be an active effort for me to like exit my front door. Whereas before I was outside like half the day.
Yeah.
And
I
like
like I all your feelings are so
I know that this
valid.
is what everyone went through like literally
Like
a full
so
calendar
long.
year ago. And so I'm like struggling to keep up because it's like old news to everyone else. I'm like, oh my God, I like
Yeah, you're like I did
barely leave the
100 steps.
house. I'm
I'm
like, I
like
forgot to brush my teeth today. And
yeah.
I don't know. I feel like the ghost of Christmas past a little bit,
No,
but
it's making me like actually really this is like a moment of reflection to feel grateful because it does get better. And like, it's, you don't recognize it, but like hearing you talk about it, like, oh my God, I remember the first couple months were just so brutal. And then it does get better though. So,
like, how so? I need some like concrete proof. You also, just you sound like I want someone to make one of those videos, you know, that they made, that they would always show at like theater conventions, like high school theater conventions, of like all these like successful gay actors being like, it gets better. Like, it gets better.
They're like, you won't be bullied forever. Like, some of you will be on Broadway, maybe.
Maybe, like, probably 0.1% of you will make it. The rest of you, it will get better, but just maybe in other ways.
Yeah, no, it does get better. It doesn't get, okay, you're right. Let me rephrase.
Or it does it get better, or does it just get...
It's just so normalized. Consistent.
Can we normalize... Well, working from home. Can we normalize taking 10 steps a day and not brushing your teeth? Some of y'all don't know how to normalize that.
I once went a week without wearing underwear working from home.
Dude, your pH balance though was probably clutch.
Yeah, well, you're, as a human being, we have the ability to just like adapt, and you adapt to crises. And for better or worse, like, you do adapt to never leaving your home. Just, well, at least you're not in, not to, like, be that person that's, like, it's not that bad for you. But, like, at least you're not in the. At least you have a job. No, at least you're not in the part of the pandemic when, like, at the beginning you're working from home. And on top of that, you, like, couldn't even go to the grocery store. Yeah. At least, I mean, my like,
yeah,
I was freaking out. That, well, also I, like,
not even being able to see anyone. Like, no one saw, like, we didn't see each other.
I'm so paranoid. Like, yeah. We were so locked down. At least you can be like, I can, you know, go to a bar and, like, be kind of okay with a mask and whatever.
I'm always grateful that I don't have small children.
Definitely.
But more than anything, just every single day the past year, I wake up and truly, if the only thing I'm grateful for that day is that I don't have small children.
Dude, that is enough.
Like, that will turn my mindset around so quick.
So quick. Yep. Like,
just
to be,
like, I'm just right now, like, It's so quiet. God, it's so quiet. It's clean.
I know. You don't have, like, child's handprints on your mirrors.
No, nothing. None of that.
You don't have... Well, you nannied, too. So even just, like, not being around children, do you feel...
I am sad about...
Yeah.
That's what's weird is, like, I really miss being around kids, but obviously I don't want to live with children.
No, liking children and wanting children are
wanting to go habitate with them is completely different.
Like, I love kids. I think they're hilarious. I think they're adorable. I'll watch people's kids all day. Let's go to the park. Let's get some ice cream.
But I love giving them back at the end of the day.
Yeah, and then I can be like
returning them.
See ya. I'm going to go get drunk.
Yeah, or even, like, I'm just going to go sleep a full night.
Yeah,
like, true, I don't think people realize that, like,
facts.
My experience with nannying for so long has revealed so much to me, but most parents with young children, like, never sleep a full night through.
I don't think I slept for, like, 5 years of my life.
Yeah.
And my parents just had to be like, this is our lives now. Like, she just doesn't sleep.
Yeah.
I was a nightmare, and I just know that I will be feel God's wrath if I were ever to have a child. He'd be like, well, we're setting the balance in the world, and they're not sleeping either.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm really grateful for that. I want a dog really bad, but I know it's not the right call.
Well, you're a cat person too, though. Would you get a cat?
Yeah, I'm thinking about getting a cat. Oh, I want to hear your thoughts on something. I was having a conversation with someone about how people disliking cats is akin to, like, internalized misogyny.
Uh-huh.
Have you heard this argument before?
I haven't.
Or also with, because cats are normally like feminized or whatever.
Totally. Or seems like crazy like cat reach. Lady. It's like very adjacent to be like cats are like.
For like women in particular. That seems like a reach me. And then also I remember seeing something on Twitter that was like, I remember reading some literature on Twitter.
when I did my reading for the night. Yeah.
I did my 3 hours of readings before I go to bed. Someone was saying that if someone doesn't like cats, that's like, again, similar to having an issue with like understanding consent.
Oh shit.
Listen to how insane this argument is.
I've heard this, but continue.
Cats are not particularly like enthusiastic about you. Like, you more have to earn it, and like they don't want to be touched sometimes, and sometimes they do. Mm-hmm. And you know, people are like cats are assholes. Like, they have a lot of boundaries and shit.
Yeah.
Most dogs don't. Most dogs are like up in your face. They love you. They want to hug and kiss you all the time, which is great as well. And so some girl with like bangs and a septum piercing on Twitter, I guess, was like writing out her thesis in like 160 characters. And was saying that like men who don't like cats basically don't understand consent, like basically saying that men who don't like cats are more likely to like sexually assault you.
I mean, listen, like I think that the basis for like an experiment is there, you know, like you have like something to work with, but obviously that's not been scientifically proven.
I really thought it was psychotic, and it was one of those things that so many people on Twitter were like liking and sharing and commenting, and were like this is so real, like, oh my god, like this is crazy. Like, just I'm just really tired of people saying dumb things with smart words and getting away with it.
Oh my god, Shia, I'm so excited to see you. I'm buzzing, babes.
I really have not packed at all.
How is that even? I thought you were going to pack during work.
No, I didn't pack during work. I took a little nap. I went for a run. Did me laundry.
Whatever. Sometimes the most inspiring outfits come from when you're like crunched for time.
I just know I'm going to do that thing where I bring a bunch of shit that I never wear.
Oh yeah, I'm definitely gonna wear the same.
I'm gonna wear it.
I'm gonna wear the same jeans and white t-shirt the entire trip, probably. I can almost count on it.
Yeah.
I could literally bring a fanny pack.
God, I'm so excited to take an everything bagel with cream cheese and just body it.
I know. They're gonna be like, "Do you want lunch?" I'll be like, "Yeah, bagels.
Bagel.
Breakfast bagels."
Yes. Yeah. Bagel and coffee, that's all bagels. I want to come back shaped like a cased sausage.
Because the walking combats it all, so you can eat as many bagels as your little heart desires.
I fucking hope so. I just want to go to a bodega. Last time I went to New York. I want to get mugged. I want to have the whole experience.
Yeah, I want to like drink a Truly in the street and like walk around. What? I don't know. Parrish and I got like, I think we got like literally 4 Locos last time I was there. And he's like, "We'll just pregame on the subway with a 4 Loco. And I was like, oh my God, I'm like really in New York right now.
That's so funny.
We went to a drag show. Oh, so fun.
That's so fun. I'm excited. I'm kind of bummed it's in the time of COVID, but it'll still be fun. Anyways, we've been talking about this a long time.
Sorry. Yeah. Let's keep talking
about bagels, I'm going to drop off, and that's what this whole podcast is going to be in.
I mean, I could just talk to you forever and ever, so.
Baby. All right, Vampire Diaries, if you're still here, thanks.
Thanks. This is season 1, episode 19. Y'all, we're almost at the end, but anyway, this is Miss Mystic Falls, baby.
This episode is iconic.
I even, before I had watched it, when I looked at the title, I was like, oh, this shit's gonna be good.
It's, you know, oh God, I always try and bring up Gossip Girl, and I forget that you didn't watch Gossip Girl. But for people
watched Gossip Girl,
the episode, the Thanksgiving episode where Whatcha Say by Jason Derulo is playing, and everyone gets up and like leaves the Thanksgiving table at different moments. that it's like that level of iconic. This is one of the Vampire Diaries episodes that's like that.
Yeah, 100%.
I said that in a lot of weird roundabout ways, but yeah, so Stefan is off the rails.
He's losing it. He's losing it, love.
Losing it. He's gone absolutely mental. But he's just lying to everyone, which isn't really different from any other episode, but this one seems a little bit more dramatic. And he's lying to Elena, and normally they're kind of like partners in crime with the lying thing.
yeah.
Like, they don't lie to each other. They just lie to everyone else, like all their friends and family and loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
But it shows them meeting at school. And they really, like, kiss a lot at school. I don't like that. We've talked about this before.
Dude, like I said, they're always just freaking touching each other.
Physical touch is not one of my love languages, so.
Absolutely freaking not.
I actually took a quiz, and it's my very last one.
Is it really? What's your
very
first?
Bottom. Quality time, I think.
Okay.
And mm-hmm. words of affirmation.
Mm-hmm.
Physical touch, I'm never like, I just in my head it's never like, oh, this person loves me. It's like, this person is touching me.
Okay.
Like, that's my mental
right.
That's my internal monologue. When someone touches me, it's really just like someone's touching me.
Is that like a friend thing too? Because I'm gonna be holding your hand the whole trip.
Yeah, like in my head, I'm not going to be like, this is so sweet. Nicole must really love me. I'll just be like, Nicole's holding my hand.
Okay, well, then at least I warned you.
Like in a bad way. It doesn't like translate to me in the way that other things do. But anyways, I guess their fucking love languages are physical touch up
physical
the wazoo.
Physical touch and gaslighting.
Physical touch and violence and trauma is how they communicate their love to each other. I mean, my God,
their
central nervous system is probably shot from all of this.
Yeah, they're definitely not hypersensitive people. but Stefan's like, no, girl, I'm good. Like, I'm feeling freaking – like, I never felt better, to
fantastic.
Be honest.
Fantastic.
Yeah, he's like, I don't even know why you're asking. I'm, like, doing great.
Yeah, like, I mean, red flag. Like, if anyone you know with a substance abuse problem starts acting up like this.
Yeah, when they're like, dude, I'm good.
I feel so good. Like, I'm better than ever.
But Elena believes him because why would he lie to her?
Yeah, she's really dumb. He's like, thank you so much for, like, helping me get through my, like, relapse, like, my cravings for human blood. Like, something about thanking your 16-year-old girlfriend for helping you get through your addiction to, like, killing and draining the life out of other people, like, doesn't really sit right with me, but whatever. That's your man's, I guess. That's your fave, huh?
So this is your man. That's him?
That's him. Yeah, and she's like, okay, let's go to class. And he's like, oh, I have to grab my stuff. I'll meet you there. This would, like, never work in real life. I'd just be like, I'll just wait here while you grab your stuff.
Yeah, she, like, ugh, whatever. Yeah, whatever. He goes to his car.
He opens his trunk, and it's full of empty blood bags.
Yeah, so he be using you guys. Mm,
he's on the human stuff.
Yeah, he's on that good. Sheriff Forbes.
Excuse me? Put some respect on her name.
Sharon Ellen DeGeneres. She's like, yo, John, yo, Damon. People are stealing blood bags. More have been stolen. So, like, something's really up. And John tells Damon that they should look into it, see what's up, see what's popping.
Meeting of three. It's so strange to me. Like, how did this get arranged? Was it by group chat? Like, how,
do they have like a?
This was not like a serendipitous meeting between the three of them.
Are you? Have you been using your word a day calendar? You're just tossing out words today. Serendipitous.
I love the word serendipitous. It's one of my favorite words. It's about time I used it. But no, I love that John is drinking whiskey in the middle of the day. I guess that's like the least of everyone's
when
problems,
in Rome.
But
when yeah, in Shay, Rome.
He's like, I guess I better do what everyone else in this goddamn town is doing. And like, how do you keep your wits about you when you're day drinking that frequently?
Keep your wits about you. This is like a freaking like 60s crime show.
How are you gonna stop from letting the cat out of the bag? Old Johnny boy's been drinking whiskey since 10 a.m.
He's got to keep his wits about it.
Why? I feel like that's something people say.
Maybe it is.
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm sorry. Okay. okay. Whatever. So they decide that they have to.
They're like, let's. I don't know. I don't know. Nothing happens in this scene. So many things. So many aspects of this show, like, don't go anywhere or mean anything.
Ugh, and we've said it before, we'll say it again. Especially, like, the way that they decide to type up this synopsis. Like, some of the most important scenes, they're like, we probably don't have to put that in. And then they, like, add this scene, which, like, whatever. So they're on
Like, listen, we could easily fix that and, like, write our own synopsis. But, like, I don't want to do that and you don't want to do that. So
I'm not doing that. When there's a perfectly fine synopsis.
Halfway decent Wikipedia article about it.
That some, like, obviously, like, 16-year-old wrote and edited.
Some 16-year-old, like, Slovakian
high schooler. Yeah, some Russian. Well, anyway, you guys, Bonnie's back.
Bonnie's back, and she has
bangs.
And then we both write that down.
I didn't need to write it down, girl. I was like, that's
here. They're not
I can't
good.
Tell if I like them or not. I think it's just like way ahead of its time, personally.
They're just not styled very well.
No. And it doesn't really go with her face. I don't know. There's something about it.
Dude, your bangs don't match your face. That's kind of a real thing, though.
No, some people have a bang face. Like, you would never get bangs.
You don't think I could ever get bangs?
I don't think your forehead's long enough for bangs.
No, my forehead is actually pretty small. It's like a three head.
I'm like noticing it, and I was like, whoa, like, she's kind of got a small forehead.
It's really small. It literally, look.
There are worse things.
I can
only
fit three fingers.
I can fit four.
I know people who legit can fit their whole palm on their forehead.
Well, that's called male pattern baldness. Okay, anyway, sorry. God, we're just.
Will we ever get through this episode?
We'll see. Stay tuned. So she's back after her Graham's death, and she's
what about your grandmother dying makes you want to hit the hair salon and get banged?
She's like, I just want to try something new, like mix it up, do whatever. They're botched, but anyway.
Maybe she did them herself. That's a cry for help.
Yeah, maybe she watched a TikTok and she was like, I could probably give myself bangs.
She's like, I could do this.
She just absolutely cannot do it.
And that's really sad to think about. She's been through so much. But yeah, she's like really friendly to Caroline and not as friendly to Elena. And she like won't even look at Elena or Stefan really, which like, God, if I was friends with Elena and she was dating Stefan, I wouldn't want to look at them either. All they do is like, I don't know, touch butts and kiss all the time.
Yeah. Well, it's also, I mean, we've all been there where you like have your best friend and then they get a boyfriend and you basically never hear from them again. And it's hard not to resent that man or partner.
Yeah, that man or woman or individual.
Not trying to not be an ally here.
But I think it's funny, like Elena's so confused because for the first time, someone is more interested in Caroline than her. Which is so refreshing because Caroline is more interesting than her. So it's nice to see that reflected in the show.
100%. I just know it probably won't last long and I'm like pretty bummed. Caroline is a good episode this ep.
Thank God. We needed Caroline and Bonnie back in here.
Yeah, I was getting real tired of this vampire shenanigans. basically, Caroline is like, oh my God, Bonnie, like, how are you? I know we've talked every single day, but like, catch me up. And Elena's like, what the hell? We haven't spoken. She's been ignoring my calls. And Caroline's like,
it takes two to freaking tango, though, because God, I'm sorry. I don't mean to be talking about this like we're in like a 1940s murder mystery. Takes two to tango, Johnny. but like, I doubt Elena's really been actively trying to text or call her that much.
No, pull she's been busy macking out with her boyfriend.
Like, that's what really bothers me. And God, I'm not trying to get too personal on here, but yeah, like, we've all had an experience where a friend gets a boyfriend or girlfriend or partner, and they act like they've been making an effort, like an equal effort into hanging out with you when they really haven't. Like, but to them, it does seem like an effort because they stopped having sex with their boyfriend for 2 minutes to reach out to you, which is like
to like a big your deal Instagram to them. Or something. Yeah.
But when you're
single and single,
like you just have a lot more time to notice when people are texting you versus when they're not.
Totally.
It sounds really like bitter of me, and but whatever.
No, it's not bitter. It's like a very common trope, and it does suck. And honestly, like, then there's a whole thing because you can't feel guilty about it because you're like, okay, they do have this important person in their lives, but like, I used to be that important person. Yeah. Now this is just therapy again for me, but
anyways, hypothetically,
yeah. Well, but Caroline and Bonnie are getting really close, and that's exciting because Caroline's always been a bit envious of Bonnie and Elena. But Caroline's like, oh my God, I have been nominated for Miss Mystic Falls, and I need you to help me get dressed and like do my hair and all this stuff.
This town is so unhinged.
Yeah, they have a beauty pageant.
Like every episode.
A beauty pageant that's like exclusively for
founding
relatives
members.
Of the founders.
Yeah.
Hello, that's nepotism. Elitism. Oh yeah. Hundo person.
I mean, I guess Hollywood writers write what they know. That's all I'm gonna say about that.
Okay. Yeah, 100%. It's Hollywood, baby. Of course there's nepotism.
Hollywood. Every single person that you like that is famous, with the exception of like Britney Spears, had like a relative in the
Dakota Johnson.
Tell ya, Dakota Johnson,
Drew Barrymore,
Meghan Markle.
Oh yeah, I mean
Maya Hawke. The list goes on and on. I'm trying to think of people that aren't.
Yeah, I know. You know who actually absolutely worked her little butt off to get where she is today? No, Taylor Swift.
Oh yeah, our girl Tay.
She drove around Nashville handing out her CDs to record labels trying to get signed up.
Yeah, she did it the good old-fashioned way, which is generational wealth.
Yeah, and supportive parents.
But at least it's not nepotism, and supportive parents, which like is
she had to try a little
touch of flex.
Yeah.
Okay, anyways, Jesus Christ. Okay, the Founders Ball's happening, freaking Miss Mystic Falls is happening. Elena, of course, is pretending like she doesn't want to participate when she is going to still, and like because her mom wanted her to. Her mom sounds like
it's not my dream mom, it's yours.
Your dream. But
yeah, her mom was like, please, and she like signed up because of her mom, and then obviously her mom died, and now she is stuck having to do this when all she wants to do, she's like, I don't even want to do this, I just want to like make out with Stefan. That's like legitimately her reason why.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, they're just lucky that Bonnie's not doing it, because I know she would
beat tear it up them. Yeah, she would
all of them.
In any case,
God, fucking Anna's still here, you guys. I'm sorry, we have to talk about her because she matters for the plot.
Jeez, you are such a hater.
She really bothers me as a character. Like, there's nothing redeeming about her. But she shows up at the Salvatore house and is like, hey, Damon, my mom wanted to say sorry for, you know, the abuse that her little vampire friends inflicted on Stefan.
When we kidnapped Stefan and tied him up and
hit him repeatedly.
They stabbed and hit him.
Stabbing and hitting him. She's like, now it's just me, my mom, and Harper. Damon's like, okay, well, that's fine, I guess, but can you please stop robbing the blood bank? Like, you're making all of us look really bad and people are getting suspicious. And she's like, none of us have been doing that. Like, we've been killing people instead.
Yeah, she's like, we like it fresh. Don't know what you're talking about.
I'm like it at 98.6. Thanks, though.
And Damon's like, shit, okay.
Damon's not as dumb as he looks, and he figures out that Stefan's...
And he looks really dumb.
Yeah, he does. So Stefan comes home from school. What a horrible sentence. Damon's like, so, like, no cravings for human blood since you had that little blip there? He's like, no, I'm chilling, feeling really, really good. I got an A on my geometry test. My 16-year-old girlfriend's really been putting out lately. Things are good. They serve tater tots in the cafeteria. Great day he's overall. Like,
it was a really good day, honestly, thanks for asking.
Yeah, he's like, no, I'm doing really good, and then goes down to the basement where they have, like, one of those weird fridges that it looks like a chest, you know, when you open it up like that.
Yeah.
Like a normal fridge. I kind of wish it was just a normal fridge and they had, like, Otter Pops in it.
Yeah, they had, like, pizza rolls.
You know they eat a lot of pizza rolls. Just know those brothers are on their Tostino's shit. But Damon follows him and he's opening up the stupid little fridge and grabbing a bag out of, like, 100 bags of human blood.
Yeah, there's, like, so many.
This altercation between them in the dark basement is so – it's the sex tench. I mean, my God.
Yeah.
It's insane. They're, like, inches away from each other's faces. They're in a basement. It's dark.
Yeah.
It's intimate. I don't
know. Go on. It was a lot for
me. Yeah, that's all. It was a lot for me. Stefan's basically just like, no, I, like, have it under control. Like, it's not a big deal. Damon's like, you know, you haven't had human blood in a really long time. It's not going to be easy to not just go, like, absolutely ape shit.
And Stefan's like, bro, no, like, who do you take me for? Like, I got it.
That's really stupid, and he does this the whole episode, and sorry, it's kind of a tired narrative to everyone that's
very just toxic masculinity probably at play, but
I mean, isn't it?
Or maybe it's just addiction. I don't know. Aren't they, like, a bit of one and the same?
You think addiction and toxic masculinity are one and the same?
Well, I don't know. I would need to, like, do my research if the rate of, like, alcoholism is higher among men.
That sounds like some awful Twitter thread that would get really popular that has, like, no,
like, backing out.
No actual merit to it, yeah.
Just to be like, actually, more men are alcoholics because they don't go to therapy and they can't talk about their problems. But doesn't it sound like it could maybe be correct? Also, the culture. Drinking culture is so masculine. You know what? I'm going to do research and come back to you. That's
true. Yeah. Hit me with some cold hard evidence when you get a chance.
Yeah, let me get some stats. Okay. Well, in any case, now the cat's out of the bag. Damon knows about the blood.
John?
What? The cat's out of the bag.
Oh, the cat's out of the bag. Wilson?
Hey, Jeffrey, the cat's out of the bag. And
I don't know, freaking John, Uncle John shows up to the Salvatore house. People just really show up there. Like, I don't think that's what, like, that house is pretty terrifying looking. I wouldn't just show up and knock on the door, but everyone seems to feel comfortable doing that.
Do they have a cleaning, like, person, you think? Because, like, how did the maintenance has just got to be insane.
It looks dusty, like, as that. Fuck, honestly.
It does. Okay, you're right.
So probably not. Maybe.
But John's working with Damon now. They're like a cute little duo. So yeah, he shows up at his house. And he's like, hey, Damon, so you know that I told you about the fact that I know about the fire at the church, and Jonathan Gilbert had this like little invention that I need you to get for me. I think Pearl might have it.
He keeps calling it the invention. It's really weird. Feels really like nerdy to me.
It felt very like
we need the invention.
Also, like Alexander Graham Bell, for some reason, didn't he create like the telephone?
The phone. Who did the light bulb? Thomas Edison,
or is that electricity? You know what? Again, we're gonna have to do some research.
Yeah, Damon realizes that John doesn't know where Catherine is, because if he knew Catherine, he would know that Catherine and Pearl were like BFFs. I don't really know how he comes to that specific of a conclusion, but he calls him out on it. And is like, I'll do whatever I want with this stupid invention. Also, I literally can kill you and the whole council if I want, so fuck off.
Makes a comment about how he'll like kill him and then like rip his finger off with the ring and then like make sure he dies?
Yeah, hot.
Jeez,
they should do that to me.
Violent. Alrighty.
And then I'm just gonna skip ahead and say what happens, because I don't need to get in the middle of
The suspense is killing me. Happens with the invention?
Freaking Pearl and Anna show up again to their house and are like, here's the invention.
And what
that's
is
it? Literally it.
I know.
They don't tell you what it is. Pearl and Anna just go and give it to
them. Yeah, they go, we don't know what it is either.
That's it. Tie that in a bow.
So, I guess moving on.
They're literally going to hear about it probably in like 3 seasons too.
What?
The show
they're
is
just
doing
sitting on this invention
too
for
much.
3 seasons.
Yeah, so Elena and Stefan go to the, it's like in the freaking gym, the rehearsal for the Founders Ball dance.
Yeah, they're doing like a 4 square dancing thing. That's what I was trying to say.
It's not square dancing. It's like
you have to honor your partner.
That's not, when have you honored your partner square dancing?
I distinctly remember.
Are you talking about the same square dancing?
Square dancing in elementary school, and you would have to honor your partner.
Okay, well, I didn't go to public school for elementary school.
Okay, well, in public school, we had to square dance with the grubby little boys, which, by the way, super heteronormative, but in any case.
Okay, so I guess you honored your partner. Anyways, they're honoring each other's partners. Stefan is like so upbeat and like really manic
he is,
as he has been the whole episode, and Elena is like really suspicious of it and like, you're really like peppy, and I don't think she really likes it. I think she
likes when he's like nice and like depressed, and
I think like all of us, she wants a depressed boyfriend.
Yeah, anyone that's like a little has too much pep in their step, it's like, listen, dude,
it's like life's not that good.
Yeah, relax. Like the guys that are always like, do
trust
you want to go
there's
hiking?
Still a lot hiking? Of suffering in the world, like
yeah, aren't you not bogged down by all this like empathy for others that are constantly perishing in our world? Anyway, it's so sad. I'm fine. Listen.
People that just wake up and hop out of bed in the morning are terrifying to me. Can't imagine.
Therapy again. Okay,
yeah, we need a spinoff podcast about being depressed.
I'm not depressed.
Listen, nothing says depression like a Vampire Diaries recap podcast, okay?
I'm not depressed. I just have crippling anxiety. But I'm not depressed.
Okay, congrats. Anyways, Caroline wants to win this Miss Mystic Falls so bad. And goddamn it, she deserves to win. She is pretty and popular and blonde.
Yeah, we've said it before and we'll say it again. When will the pretty popular blonde girl get a freaking chance?
I know, give her a chance. God. She's so disenfranchised.
Are you literally texting right now?
No, I'm rubbing. There's a there's like a little bit of schmutz on my keyboard, and I'm rubbing it off with my phone.
Oh, cool, cool, cool.
This.
Yeah.
I already have a mom. Thanks, though.
Whoa. All right. So they're at this like rehearsal.
Elena shoots her shot with Bonnie.
Yeah, Bonnie's stepping in for Matt because he used to work, I guess. I don't know. He's
Matt's not present in this episode.
This whole episode. They keep like making weird excuses for him. He's obviously like working on a different show during this taping. And so Bonnie's dancing with Caroline. But Elena pulls her aside and she's like, Elena, or Bonnie, sorry, what is going
she's
on?
She's like, Bonnie, what? As your friend, I have to tell you that your bangs are fucking beat.
She's like, I know Caroline doesn't have the balls to tell you, but you look god awful.
No, that's not what happens. But
no, she just is like, Bonnie, I miss you, like you're my best friend, what's going on, like talk to me. And Bonnie's like, listen, I don't want to make you choose, but like what the Salvatore brothers did was really horrible, and it was all for naught because the vampires got out of the crypt anyway.
And my grandma literally died because of your stupid boyfriend.
Yeah, because they all she tried to do was help you, and now she's dead.
Elena's so dumb. She's like, I don't get it. Like, is it Stefan?
Yeah, she's like, I just – yeah. So yes, she still is, like, Stefan. Not even grasping whatever.
She's an idiot. She's like just so choosing Stefan over Bonnie, which I'm not surprised by, but it just sucks to see that happen.
She's like, oh well, that sucks. Anyway, I'm gonna go make out with my boyfriend.
Yeah, but
so
at the ball, so the ball is happening now. Everyone.
Oh yeah. Or is it a pageant?
Like I both. Guess it's a pageant. But yeah. Anna shows up. Oh, God, just get rid of her. I just want her to be gone. She looks awful. Someone needs to help
her. She's in like this like goth outfit.
She's wearing like a crocheted short sleeve cardigan. She has like some horrible like gigantic necklace on. Her hair That's looks like so greasy. I don't know. It's bad. Also, a violin cover of a Coldplay song is playing, which felt really Bridgerton to me.
Who did it first? Vampire Diaries.
Yeah. TBD. Anna and Jeremy run into each other. And even though I hate Anna and I hate Jeremy, I do love the romantic trope of like two people intending to use each other and then eventually falling in love. And that's kind of what's happening with them. And I think that's really sweet.
Yeah, that is
she
sweet.
She wanted him to get her mom out of the tomb, and he wanted her to, you know, do drugs with Vicky for the rest of eternity. And now maybe they just want each other, and I think that's beautiful.
It is beautiful. They're like the two outcasts. But Jeremy meets up with John, and he's like, oh, Uncle John, I read Jonathan's journal, and like that was really crazy, like what's your take on this whole thing? Mm-hmm. And Uncle John's like, Jonathan, what a freaking lunatic. I mean, weren't we all, man? Like us Gilberts, which by the way, Jonathan, am I missing something? Are they the same person?
What?
Jonathan Gilbert from 1864.
Oh.
And John.
Right.
Now. Listen, I don't know. It could just be really just a like crazy coincidence.
I don't think it's that crazy. I think a lot of people in the same families end up getting named John.
Personally, I have an Uncle John, so I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone has an Uncle John.
So you're like, this feels familiar to me.
I can relate. Yes, an uncle
named John, right.
Anyways.
Upstairs, Aunt Jenna is helping Elena get ready for the ball. She's, like, curling her hair. Jesus Christ, these poor women. Aunt Jenna was given a side pony.
It kind of looked okay.
There should be a separate less important, but still worthwhile Me Too movement for actresses who've been done absolutely dirty by the hair and makeup department, specifically the hair and makeup department of the Vampire Diaries.
Yes, I agree.
Was that too controversial?
I mean, to compare it to the Me Too movement, because they just like have a side pony. I mean, it's a heinous crime. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, it's still a crime.
There's a much lesser one. Put her on television. One. Yeah. But yeah, there's no such thing as a victimless crime. So no,
definitely not. And Aunt Jenna's the victim, and Anna's the victim, and Matt's mom Kelly has most certainly been the victim in the past.
She's definitely a victim.
Well, Caroline looks amazing. She looks fucking incredible.
She looks great. She's wearing a beautiful green ball gown.
She's giving us old Hollywood glamour. She's giving us pockets. She's giving us those big iron curls. She is, you know, she's giving us Kermit the Frog. She has the strapless.
She's giving us Marilyn Monroe.
It's stunning, show-stopping, incredible, never been done before.
It's stunning, babes. Absolutely stunning.
She looks rot fit.
She looks rot fit.
Yeah, anyways, Damon comes in while Elena's getting ready. He's like, so Stefan's been chug-a-lugging on human blood.
Yeah, he goes, I have to fill you in on a little bit of secret.
Sorry, I don't know why I just said chug-a-lugging.
and yeah, he's on the juice. So he's
been on the juice. Elena is in such shock that she has to recline on the brown velour couch.
Here's my issue with this. She's not even like that mad that he's doing it. She's just like mad that he didn't tell her.
Yeah, because she's a narcissist.
Yeah, she is. She's like, oh my god, who gives a shit if his like well-being is in danger and everyone else's, but like, why didn't he tell me first? Like, she's so annoying.
Yeah, he walks in on them talking about him, which that sucks. And he's really smug and weird and like gaslighty, which again,
he's like, no, I'm not doing that. And yeah,
he's like, given the way you're being so crazy right now, can you blame me for lying to you?
He's like, this is exactly
bullshit sentence.
He literally says, this is exactly why I didn't tell you, because I knew you would be pissed.
Yeah, put a finger down if you've ever heard that shit before.
This is
every girl in the world just put her finger down.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
stupid. But finally he comes clean and he's like, yeah, I just like I'm really like going through it.
Then he goes in the bathroom and does another really classic man thing and like punches a hole in the wall.
Is he okay? I mean, I'm like, he must have had fun.
Put a finger down if your man's ever punched a hole in the drywall. I just put mine down.
Jeez, it's just like so violent and scary.
Never in my life have I been like, I need to punch a hole in a wall right now.
I've never in my life had any sort of like urge to punch anything. I love the TikToks now, the TikTok trend where the girls are like trying to throw a punch to see what they look like. Me throwing a punch. Like, was that good?
No, it was awful. It looked okay. So bad. Don't ever do that again.
Anyway, he punches the mirror and like shatters it, and then he runs
outside. Some chick named Amber, who's one of the Miss Mystic Balls contestants, opens the door and he's looking at her with his crazy vampire face, and you just know some mad shit's about to go down. Because you can't be that blonde and doe-eyed without getting murdered in a CW show. So
true.
Yeah, but anyways, in the meantime, Miss Mystic Falls is happening. Elena's yitties are absolutely popping.
I didn't even know she had them.
I think they just got shoved up there.
And that would make sense, but wow. I mean, I would like the name of that bra for sure-sies.
Yeah. Stefan's busy.
Stefan's gone. This, like, other girl is gone.
Damon steps in for Stefan.
It's Elena's turn. And so she's like, she's like floating down the stairs.
Single ringlet falling in front of her face and her really ugly necklace just chilling on her bosom.
The dress is ugly. I didn't think it was very flattering on her. I didn't realize how broad her shoulders were.
Jesus.
It's something I noticed.
Body shame, Nina Dobrev. No, she's got some huge shoulders, though.
Dude, the girl's got
some... Did you see the shoulders on that broad?
I mean, she looks like she could be a swimmer. In a good way, like she's got a good swimmer's physique. In any case, Damon escorts her down the rest of the stairs. They share like kind of an intimate like glance.
The dance.
And they like share a breath and then they begin to dance.
Not even remotely close to the sexual tension I feel between Damon and his own brother. So
yeah. But it was kind of like.
But it was a little bit like,
It was like, is something going on here, especially since, I mean, Stefan's just like being a crazy person right now, and Damon is like kind of being there for her.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the only logical thing to do when your boyfriend is being toxic is to
fuck his brother,
have a really intimate ballroom dance with his brother. So I don't really think she had a choice.
No, she did not.
While this moment is happening, Stefan is this chick is named Amber, by the way. This blonde chick, Amber, he's like, God, he's like falling apart in front of her. Like he's compelled her to just stand there and listen to him. He's falling the fuck apart. He's rambling. He's like, I shouldn't, but I want to, but I shouldn't.
Much
but I
like
want to.
A classic gaslighter, he's using the closest female to him to just use as a therapist and emotional support. And that's he's like, oh my God, like, I'm going to eat you. Like, I'm going to da da da. And he's like, wait, why aren't you running? And she's like, you told me not to be scared. And he's like, ah, be scared of me.
I like when she goes, you seem really sad. Yeah. He goes, I'm not sad. I'm freaking hungry.
Yeah, which, been there, girl.
Yeah, I get it.
Get something to eat.
So.
They can't find Amber. Everyone's freaking out because Amber's missing.
Yeah, everyone's freaking the fuck out. But in the meantime, Carolyn wins Miss Mystic Falls, which is really exciting. Thank God.
Yay,
finally, people are seeing some sense that.
Yeah.
Caroline's the skinny bitch you want.
yeah.
And Damon, Elena, and Bonnie are like, where the hell is Stefan? They go to find Stefan. Meanwhile, John notices that Jeremy and Anna are really having a moment. He asks Aunt Jenna who that girl is, and she's like, oh, her and her mom Pearl just moved here. And he's like, oh my God, she's a vampire.
Yeah, he's like, Pearl, I know that name. That's it. Yeah, that was that scene.
They find Stefan.
They find Stefan, who's just absolutely chugging. Chugging away.
Chug-a-luggin'. Not to get Amber. Points for the bare minimum, but I mean, he didn't kill her.
Yeah, so Amber's still alive at this point.
Damon, Elena, and Bonnie see what's going on. He won't stop for anything, not even Elena, which I'm sure really bugs her because she thinks that she's the exception to every rule. And Bonnie, thank God, like a reasonable, intelligent person has arrived back in the show. She uses her like witch powers to give him just like what I'm assuming is the most insane migraine.
Yeah, that sounds right.
I just know that felt good to do.
Oh, yeah. Mind power to just, like, give people migraines, oof, the world would not be safe, honey.
Incredible. Everyone would have a migraine all the time. No one would ask me to do anything. yeah, sure.
But he stops.
Shows up because he stopped because he has, like, a horrible migraine.
Yeah, and then they, I guess, they, like, compel her to just, like, forget what happened. obviously clean up the loose ends.
They lie to the sheriff and tell her that they didn't see anything, which for Elena is like a piece of cake because that's all she does now is lie to people, but especially about like homicide or attempted vampire homicide stuff. But
yes,
Bonnie clearly is not comfortable with it, which she's 100% in the right. Like, sorry, Elena, like not everyone is as morally loosey-goosey as you. Like,
yeah,
I wouldn't want to be friends with her either if I was Bonnie. Like, my conscience would
honestly, Bonnie's like, God, another freaking red flag. Like, Elena's just like still not understanding that she can't keep having Bonnie save her from these situations. And Bonnie's quickly realizing that she can also not just like hang around and like get Elena out of trouble all the time.
Yeah, it really sucks though, because that's like such a common thing in this show, is that like Bonnie can't help but get involved because like she is a good person and she has the ability to help. And
yeah,
it's just like the treatment of her character is really disappointing overall, but Kat Graham does a great job.
Yeah, she does.
And she becomes a lot, like, cooler as the show goes on right now. I feel like she's just kind of just, like, there and has shitty bangs, which is sad, but we've all been
bangs
there.
Bangs will grow. Hair grows. I'm not too worried. She's still a stunna.
She's a stunna in it. So, Stefan's in his bedroom, falling apart. Elena's there as well. And he's like,
yeah, she pulls Stefan and just shows up behind him.
Yeah, it gives him a taste of his own medicine. Doesn't seem like he really likes it. He's like, I'm a monster. Like, you've seen me for who I really am. Like, you shouldn't be here, blah, blah, blah. She's like, that's not you. Like, I have faith in you. I believe in you. Like, all this shit. How do you have so much faith in this dude? Haven't they been together like 3 months?
Yeah, and also hasn't he proven at literally every turn that he's like actually genuinely not that great of a guy?
Damn, yeah. Word. Shit. True. She's like, no, that's not you. Like, she just, God, we've all fought so hard for the imagined person instead of the actual person, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, like your she's ideal like, this version is, of him.
Yeah, she's like, this is really weird. Like, you're not at all embodying like the made up version of you I have in my head that I like so firmly believe in.
Yeah, she's like, no, when I fall asleep at night, like, you actually are like a sweet guy. This just like isn't you. Don't worry, like, I know you. If anyone knows you, I know,
like,
you.
This isn't the figment of my imagination that I've been projecting onto you.
Yeah,
every like day for the past 3 months.
Do you think it's really been 3 months?
I don't know. I just kind of made that up.
No, I know. But I'm like, I wonder how long.
Like, probably. Can't be that long.
Maybe like 3 to 6. 6 max, dude.
6 max. Sure. Yeah, it hasn't even been a whole year. I'm sorry. You don't really know who someone is until you've been dating them for...
Never. You never.
Yeah, actually, I started saying that dating? And then was like, never mind. Like, really, at the end of the day, like, whoever you're dating or talking to or whoever your boyfriend is or husband is, just some like random ass dude.
It's just a stranger, and you guys, you like, your lives are not intertwined in any capacity.
You're not even related. Like, you don't know them.
You would literally are not even related. You don't owe this person anything. And everyone keeps secrets. God, love is not real.
Marry their cousin. Duh.
Or their best friends.
Yeah. They start really fighting.
And
by fighting, I mean he shoves her into the wall and he hits the wall right next to her,
dude, and she doesn't even flinch. I'm like, ooh, this girl maybe have been abused.
She's in
before
trouble.
Dude, it was just so,
put a finger down if you've been in a fight with your man and he punches the wall directly next to your face.
That's happened to you?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh my God.
Did get an so orange. I got an orange thrown at me once. That's about as bad as it got.
Kind of funny, to be honest.
Like, kind of funny. I can't be that mad about it.
Like, what did you do to deserve that is what I want to know.
I probably just didn't.
Opened your big whore mouth.
Yeah, I spoke out of turn. I had like an intelligent thought of my own.
Yeah, you like inquired about like something.
He hits the wall right next to her and is immediately like, I'm sorry, I'm so sorry. Like, not yeah, to be giving like genuine advice on the podcast, but like if anyone ever does this, she like immediately walk away from them and seek help. Like, this is not okay.
This is not okay and should not like, be romanticized in the slightest.
Even if he apologizes, like, that's not okay. Like, he is a 150-year-old man. Like, he can control where he's throwing his fist.
Yeah, and if he can't, then he does not deserve to be dating you.
She's like hugging him after this. She's shushing him. I don't ever want to be in a position where I'm shushing a grown man.
And yeah, and she's like stroking the back of his neck and like, yeah, she's like, it's okay, it's okay. Like, it's okay, Stefan.
No, no. If you throw hands near me, I'm not
immediately walking out of the room. Yeah, 100%.
No.
But it's okay because she has a plan up her sleeve and she literally stabs him in the back with vervain, a little vervain syringe. And
that's how I want to give everyone in America the vaccine.
Just, yeah, 100%. But it knocks him out cold. You're an anti-vaxxer?
No, I want to give every anti-vaxxer the vaccine. No, I literally have my vaccine.
Just kidding. Can you imagine? You're like, yeah, COVID is actually not real.
Listen, I got my vaccine, and if anything, I'm just feeling way more enthusiastic about 5G. Like,
yeah, 100%.
No other changes.
Did you get that text from Elon Musk yet?
Pardon?
I was making a joke because I think people are like, Elon Musk is like tracking us. Yeah. Which you already have a tracker. It's in your damn phone. Everyone is watching.
Yeah, literally everyone's being tracked. Like,
I love these like white women that are like, oh my God, like they're going to know what I'm doing. Meanwhile, on their Facebook, yeah, they're like, at Trader Joe's. Like,
throw out your phone then. If you really don't want someone knowing what you're doing, like get rid of the fucking Alexa that's in your kitchen.
That's listening at all times.
Not at all times. Anyways, we got to wrap this up.
Yes, Stefan is.
She stabs him with a vervain syringe and he passes out.
Her
and Damon drag his body into that little cell that they have in the basement.
You know the cell that they had their uncle in for a hot second.
Oh, I forgot about Uncle Zach.
Uncle Zach, yeah. Wasn't he? Yeah.
Yeah, he was hot.
Her plan, Elena's plan, is to like detox him in the cell, and Damon's like, we don't even know if this is gonna work, and Elena's like, we have no choice.
I want someone to do this to me.
With what?
I don't know. What? Like Quaaludes or something? Oh, for what?
What are you detoxing from?
Oh, from nicotine and Trader Joe's chocolate covered raisins. My two vices.
I need to detox from like legitimately sugar, dude. I think I have a sugar addiction.
Sorry, God. Just an earthquake. There was an earthquake the other day.
Yeah, are you okay? Jesus.
Yeah, I'm fine. It's like kind of fun.
Okay.
That's like cool. Rocking and rolling in my bed at 4 a.m.
All right. I love that energy.
It was not a biggie. Not a big A.
Well, anyway, that's the end of our episode.
That's the end of the episode. I have to pack.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Anyway, the title of this episode will be Miss Mystic Balls, obviously.
Which of us would be Miss Mystic Balls?
Which one of us would be Miss Mystic Balls? Yeah. Oh, probably. Well, I don't know. We'll see.
Probably me. Okay. Probably. Bye. Love you. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Mystic Balls.